The power that will restore creation is also the same power that has sustained it through the millenniums of its existence. You see, the creation is not self-existent. It did not originate itself. It was brought into existence by the power of God and according to the purpose of God. We are living in a time of a crisis in power. International leaders are concerned about military power. Businessmen are concerned about financial power. Statesmen are concerned about political power. Christians are concerned about spiritual power. But everyone is concerned about the crisis of power in which man finds himself. The greatest concentration of power man will ever know is God Himself. The greatest demonstration of power which man could ever know was in the creation. The promise of God to dissolve the present creation and to form a new creation will require an unbelievable demonstration of power. So as we pursue a study of God making all things new, let us investigate the power which restores creation. The power that will restore creation is the same power which formed it in the beginning. Now the created universe is not here by accident. It was planned, designed, and brought into being by the power of God. That is the testimony of Holy Scripture, summarized in Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now the Genesis account of creation, recorded in chapters 1 and 2 of that book, is thoroughly theistic in its report. It is God-centered. The universe is shown as being the result of the creative purpose and power of God. The rest of the Bible agrees with that report. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. Hebrews 1:10. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1:3. So God is presented as the source of all that exists. The name of God occurs 30 times in the creation account of Genesis chapter 1. His name is in 25 of its 31 verses. He is shown to be the active and causative course in creation. It is said 4 times that he created, 1 time he moved, 10 times he said, 6 times he saw, 1 time he divided, 3 times he called, 3 times he made, 1 time he set, and 2 times he blessed. So there are 31 verbs showing his creative activity as listed in Genesis chapter 1. Another report of God's creative work is recorded in Genesis chapter 2. After a brief review of the creation of the universe, great detail is given then to the creation of the man and the woman. But 26 times in the 25 verses of chapter 2, God is declared to be the active and causative personal power which effected creation. Now the same power of God which made the universe at the beginning will also remake it at the new beginning, and it should be no more difficult to remake than to create. The power that will restore creation is also the same power that has sustained it through the millenniums of its existence. You see, the creation is not self-existent. It did not originate itself. It was brought into existence by the power of God and according to the purpose of God. And it has not sustained itself since its origin. It has been preserved by the power and according to the purpose of God. The universe owes its origin and its continuation to God. Consider this testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Now, God exercises two great ministries in the existence of the universe through the person of His only begotten Son. First, by Him were all things created, and secondly, by Him all things consist. Now, we readily understand that term, create. It is used in the Bible to speak of bringing something out of nothing. But what does the term consist mean? It means to unite, to cohere, to hold together, to subsist. Now the two terms are joined to express an amazing truth. God originated the universe by bringing it into ordered existence, and He sustains the universe by holding it together. It is no surprise to read in the Bible that the universe will one day be dissolved. It will happen when God withdraws His power by which the universe has been held together through the expanse of time. The creation cannot sustain itself. It is sustained by the power of God, and His purpose determines the destiny of the creation. Now, the power that will restore creation is the same power that is above all other powers. For the power of God is able to subdue all things according to His divine purpose. All things are subject to Him, whether in the material or spiritual realm. All things are subject to Him who is able to do all things after the counsel of His own will. Jesus said that all power was given unto Him in heaven and in earth. And that divine power will dissolve the old creation and produce the new simply because it is God's will to do so. Now the reign of Jesus Christ as Lord is related to the subjection of all things to the holy government of God. He must reign till He has put all enemies under His feet, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. But one day, everything will be subject to God with no element of sinful rebellion remaining. Now the power that will restore creation is the same power that has been demonstrated already. The dissolving of the present creation, as described in 2 Peter 3, verses 10 through 12, will be an act of judgment. The creation will be dissolved because it is cursed as a result of man's sin. Now God has already demonstrated a judgment of the whole earth because of sin. The flood which came in Noah's day, recorded in Genesis chapter 6 through 8, was a judgment on all mankind. And Simon Peter wrote by inspirations, "The heavens and the earth which are now are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." Now the one act of judgment by water is proof of the certainty of the other act of judgment by fire. So be warned. Behold the power of God. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand or say unto Him, "What doest thou?" The power of God effected the original creation. And the power of God sustains that creation to the present moment. The power of God will one day be drawn from the creation so that it will pulverize. Then the power of God will effect a new creation marked by righteousness as the present creation is marked by sin. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot, and blameless.